Let's get into our Freo focus. Sullivan Logistics, three votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no, and the Freo Dockers just keep on getting it done. They just keep on spoiling the party of some of those Victorian clubs, and I love it. Mitch Croden joins us here on Sports Day. This time, Melbourne's party's been spoiled. Mitch, welcome.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
How does it feel to take another club with you, given that finals are out of the equation for the Freo Dockers?
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing that we probably won't be able to make it. But, to get that win against the Melbourne and continue the rest of our season on a positive note, yeah, it's really rewarding.
The big improvement, Mitch, was the ball movement. I'd love to see that from Justin Lemieux, that he was able to make change, because defensively you've been really good all year, but your ball movement at times has probably been a little bit slow and predictable, but you went and took some risks, and with that, you got more inside 50s, more scoring opportunities. Unfortunately, you didn't kick as many as you probably should, but did you get much time to practice that and focus on it, or was it just spoken about?
Yeah, pretty much just spoken about these days. We don't really have time to practice it with all these groups going on, but it was definitely a focus heading into the game to have a bit more forward structure and to take it on a little bit through the corridor, and the boys executed it quite well.
One thing that I'm sure of is that we've spoken about Fremantle skills for a long time, and everybody said there's not a good enough skills program in place, but the improvement this year has been quite dramatic, and they're right up the top when you talk about disposal efficiency, particularly by foot. Is it more about the practice that you did pre-season, or more just knowing the game plan, that when you know where the ball needs to go, you know, it's easier for players to execute that certain kick?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I think the biggest thing is that I'm pretty sure I know that a lot of our young guys coming through are actually really good kicks, and once they do get their confidence levels up and have the confidence to hit those kicks, and they've been doing that now with Adam Chera being an excellent kick and him leading that way in that aspect.
When it comes to some of your more experienced players, Michael Walters looked a bit grumpy the other day, but he looked a lot happier after getting some goals on the board. He's been working hard, but things hadn't been working out for him. He did have real impact, though, the other night.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Sam's been playing a good role for us, to be honest, the last few weeks, and he hasn't put the scoreboard pressure on like he normally does, but he always knew that the time would come, and the other night was when it did, with those three goals. And who knows, each week if he does the team things, then he'll pop up and score more often than not.
What's the focus, mate, between now and the end of the season for you, being a young player who's getting opportunity at the moment?
Yeah, it's just continuing to build. I played midfield a lot during my younger days, and even this year I pretty much trained completely midfield until I played forward 8 weeks ago. So there's still a lot of craft to build and get better and knowledge about that role. So, continuing to learn and, heading into next year.
Mitch, one guy that's not getting the spoils at the moment, but he's working really hard, and I think it's just around the corner, and I hope he gets a lick of the ice cream before the season is up, is Jesse Hogan. He dropped one, but his defensive work was pretty good. What's he been putting in when you talk about training sessions and trying to get back into the team and just his overall attitude at the club?
Yeah, it's been really positive. He's been doing everything right, getting himself up and available, and on the weekend he didn't get the goals, but the impact on the game, I think, with his pressure and providing a target and an option is really valued within the club, and I'm sure his goals will come.
A lot of injuries at the West Coast Eagles, and going back 6 weeks, there was a lot of pressure on the Fremantle Dockers with their hamstring injuries, and Jason Webber departed the club. Has anything changed in that way with your preparation, given, the last few weeks you've pretty much gone in with a similar side because you haven't had any injuries?
Yeah, nothing's really changed. I think with these short days breaks, a lot of the boys are putting a big focus on their recovery and making sure they are okay right for each game. And, it's the same for this week. We've had the 5-day break and again this week, and the boys are doing those extra ice baths and getting extra treatment. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we will be right to go again.
Now, how's Matt Tabata, mate? Is he mourning that he has broken his run of goals, mate? 3 points, wasn't able to thread one. Is he sad, or how is he?
Yeah, I think he was pretty disappointed. He really wanted that full year of a goal a game, but, yeah, wasn't able to get it. And he reckons he spoiled the party on a few punters, but, yeah, I'm sure he'll bounce back this week and kick one or two.
North Melbourne on Saturday, Metricon Stadium is where you'll be playing at them. How have you found playing at Metricon Stadium?
I've only played the one game there, but yeah, it was terrific. It was a great ground, and under lights, it was quite chilly the last time we played there against the Tigers, but this one's during the day, so I don't think we'll get that. But yeah, hopefully it's another good hit out.
Beautiful, mate. Thanks for having a chat to us. Take care. Good luck on the weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Good on you, Mitch Croden there from the Freo Dockers.